Well, good morning. Welcome to our Father's Day service and also communion. It is so easy today when we think about God, our Heavenly Father, to mentally use our own Father as the standard we judge God by, instead of seeing God as the perfect Father. And sometimes if you've have felt that your own father has let you down in some way, it can be harder to trust God, our Heavenly Father. Today, on Father's Day, I want us to be reminded of just how much God, our Heavenly Father, loves and cares for us all. Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come into your holy presence through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son and our Saviour. We thank and praise you for your love and care you shower on us. We pray for those to whom has been given the great responsibility and privilege of parenthood. Especially today, we pray for fathers. We thank you for every good memory that we have of our own fathers, for their care over our lives as children, and for the support and encouragement they've given us in later years. Help us to forgive where things have not been as we would have liked, and give us grace to learn from both bad experiences as well as good, so that we might be better able to care for our own children. So, Lord, we pray for today's fathers, that they may be given insight and sensitivity, especially as to the emotional needs of their children. Save them from any tendency towards domination and control, but give them grace to practice that wise discipline which also gives their children freedom to develop their own God-given personalities. Help us to support and encourage all fathers, particularly remembering the needs of those who must fulfill this task without the support of a wife for any reason. Be with those who would love to have been fathers, but to whom that privilege has not been given. Grant that in the sadness they may have about that loss, they may know your comfort. Please make us true examples of the great family of God, enabling us to offer one another the love and support we need to grow in our faith and become better people as fathers in all areas of our lives. We ask this prayer in the name and strength of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. And now we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not to the time of trial, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're now going to sing our opening song, Come Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love, Tender and True, out of the heart of the Father above, streaming to me and to you. Wonderful love dwells in the heart of the Father above. Let us sing together. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you to acknowledge your love for us and your care. And loving Father, as we begin to just have a look at the prodigal son, the parable that your son told us, Father, help us to just appreciate just how much you do love and care for us, and that you're reaching out to us all the time. We just thank you, loving Father, and we come before you today, and we just ask that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you will just be with us and speak to us where we are. You know each one of us, you know our needs, what's on our minds. And Father, we just pray that through your Holy Spirit, you will just reach out to us and that we will receive your words, your guiding, your prompting. So we thank you, Father, that we can worship you today and our Lord Jesus Christ. And remember you, loving Heavenly Father, as our Heavenly Father. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing our second song, Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. Father God, I wonder. Come to our prayers of intercession. As we pray for the needs of others, let us pray. Loving Father, we bring to you our world, at the moment gripped by the COVID-19. Father, we just come to you because we cannot manage this on our own. We thank you for the power of the vaccinations. We thank you that these are starting to get put out more and more. And we thank you that some of the countries have agreed to give the poorer countries more vaccines. Just pray that this will be sooner than later. And Father, we just pray about the variants that are coming out, and another one as well now. We just pray that in your power, you will thwart the progress of these variants and give wisdom to the scientists and the medics who are dealing with these variants. And Father, we come and we pray for those who are ill with COVID, and especially for the relatives of those that have died. We just pray that they would turn to you for their help and strength and support. We pray for our NHS, that you will guide them and help them to do their utmost in the good work that they're doing. And we hear today that Brazil have now passed 500,000 deaths due to COVID. And indeed, Father, we pray for wisdom for the leaders of all the different countries in their fight against this global epidemic. If we bring to you, Father, Bor County in South Sudan, where villages are underwater after 2 years of flooding and the hardship this brings. We just pray for the community and the global community that they will give help to South Sudan where it is needed. And Father, we pray for those who are unwell at this time, those in hospital or waiting for operations and treatments, some of which have been delayed. Be with them, Father, we pray, during this time. And we pray for our church, that God will guide us to what he wants for our future. And we pray for each one of us. Father, you know every aspect of our lives, our hopes, our fears, our joys, our sorrows, our concerns. As we turn to you, please come alongside us and guide us closer to you. So, loving Father, we thank you that we can bring the needs of others across the world and ourselves before you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now Jan is going to bring our Bible reading from Luke 15, verses 11 to 32. Jesus telling the parable of the prodigal son, or the lost son, or of the good father. Thank you, Jan.
Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger son, one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field, and when he came near the house, he heard the music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found."
Thank you, Jan. When we think about fathers, what would a good father be like? This is just for you to think for a few seconds. What would a good father be like? And we'll see if your thoughts are similar to my thoughts, but they're probably not. But here we go. What would a good father be like? A good father would be kind. We would want a kind father, wouldn't we? And a loving father. A generous father, a father who would have time for us, a father who was approachable, we could go to and talk to, and he would talk to us, a father who would help us when we needed help with different things that we are trying to do. These are just some of the thoughts that I thought that what a good father would be like. And a good father, our Heavenly Father, who is the perfect Father, gives us freedom, freedom to choose. And here we have a puppet on a string. God has given us the ability to choose what we do. God guides us, but he does not control us. We are not puppets on a string. We are human beings who God guides and loves and are free to make our choices. And you're probably unlike me, and I've made some wrong choices and bad choices. But that's part of being human. But God allows us to make mistakes so that we can learn. But let's just have a look at the prodigal son. The prodigal son sinned. He took his inheritance from his father early, and he just wasted it. And then when a famine came in that land and he was starving, he came to his senses and he realized what he'd done. He realized his mistakes. And he acknowledges his sin. And he returns home and confesses his sin to his father. And he's forgiven by his father and restored beyond his wildest dreams. But when we turn these points and look at ourselves, we all are in the first stage, because the Bible tells us that we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we're all at number one. How many of us have come to our senses and realized that things that we've done and said have not been right? How many of us acknowledge our failures and our sin and seek to do something about it? The prodigal son in the parable returns home to his father. Sometimes we're not able to put things right with the people that we've done wrong to. But we can indeed return to our Father, our Heavenly Father, and confess our sin to him if we can't put it right with the actual people or person. And the prodigal son is forgiven and restored beyond his wildest dreams. And the same can be said of us as we come to God, confessing our sin. We are forgiven through our faith in Jesus and restored. Look at Peter, the apostle. He denied he even knew Jesus 3 times. And yet, once he confessed his sin to Jesus, he was forgiven. And he was restored, and he went on to lead the early church, which was so vital. So just as you look at those different headings, I wonder where you are. And I acknowledge where I am. And let's have a look at the father's dealings with the prodigal son. The father was looking for him, looking out to the horizon. Is there a figure coming? Is it his son? He was filled with compassion. Now, many fathers would have been a bit upset, to say the least. Their son had wasted the inheritance. Now he had the cheek to come home. But the father in the parable was filled with compassion. And he didn't wait for the son to come to him. He ran out to meet him. And he hugged and kissed him. Now, we've only just been allowed to do the hugging bit again with COVID. But you can just imagine the joy on the father's, within the father's life as he saw his son come home. The son asked for forgiveness and the father forgave him and restored him. And if we look at these points and look to see about God, our Heavenly Father, as we saw that we're not puppets on a string, we're not controlled by God, but we're guided by him if we want to be. And God is looking for us. He's looking out for us. He's seeking the best for us. He wants us to come to him because we love him and want to be with him. God, our Heavenly Father, is looking for us to come to him. God, our Heavenly Father, is filled with compassion and love and care for each one of us, no matter what we've done, no matter how much we've mucked things up. God, our Heavenly Father, is filled with love and compassion. And figuratively, God, our Heavenly Father, runs to meet us and hug us and kiss us. His arms are open, just as the Father in the parable's arms are open. God welcomes us to come back to him. And as we come to God, our Heavenly Father, and ask for forgiveness, God, our Heavenly Father, forgives us through our faith in Jesus Christ, because Jesus has paid the price for all of our sin through his death on the cross, and God raising him to life again on the third day, victorious and triumphant over sin and death and hell. This parable has indeed so much to show us. And we just need to be reminded, I think, today, that God, our Heavenly Father, loves and cares for us, no matter what we've done, no matter who we are, no matter where we are loved by God, our Heavenly Father. And God, our Heavenly Father, is always there for us. I've said before that I like the pictures. And I just see me as an old boy or a young man just coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, throwing my arms around him and seeking forgiveness. And God is the same. And I just love that picture. I wonder how you picture Jesus or God as we come to them and confess our sin through faith in Jesus. It's just a lovely picture to me, and I hope that it reflects for you as well. And God, our Heavenly Father, treats us all the same, with love and compassion and justice. God, our Heavenly Father, is not an easy-go-lucky, non-caring Father. He loves us with love and compassion and with justice. God wants what is right. Everyone is welcome to come to God, their Heavenly Father, through faith in Jesus. Such is God's great love for us. There's no barriers. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, you're welcome to come to God through faith in Jesus. Because God's love is never ending. What's the chorus comes to mind now? Deeper than the deepest sea, higher. I can't remember it now. Wide, wide as the ocean, high as the heaven above. Deep, deep as the deepest sea is my Saviour's love. I, though so unworthy, still am a child in his care. For his love teaches me, and his love reaches me everywhere. And I thank Jan for reminding me of the words. But it is so true, and we need to be reminded of this, just how much we are loved and cared by God. Now, Jesus told this parable to illustrate just how much God, our Heavenly Father, loves each one of us, that each one of us is special to him. And God longs for us to come to him. If we're willing to admit to God that we're sorry for the way we've lived our lives and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour, God will forgive us through our faith in Jesus. And here's a prayer that we can pray to come to the Lord Jesus for the first time, or come back to the Lord Jesus when we've gone away. Whether we're the same as a prodigal son or prodigal daughter, or no matter what, this prayer is what we need to pray, something like this. Lord Jesus, I am sorry that I've been going my own way. Thank you for paying the price of my self-centeredness by dying on the cross. Please come and take first place in my life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. Amen. God loves us all and gives us independence. But when we freely choose to love God through faith in Jesus Christ, we're secure in God's loving arms. And I'll just read a quote to you from Walter C. Kaiser, which I've read before to you, which I think, it just means such a lot to me. I just hope that it means something to you. The Lord God Almighty, he is a God great enough to rule the universe, caring enough to live a fully human life, and intimate enough to live in each believer. And this is our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. We're going to sing our third song. I'm accepted, I'm forgiven, I'm fathered by the true and living God. I'm accepted, no condemnation. I'm loved by the true and living God.
I'm accepted, I'm forgiven, I am fathered by the true and living God. I'm accepted, no condemnation, I am loved by the true and living God. There's no guilt or fear.
Just as we sang, There's no guilt or fear as I draw near to the Saviour and Creator of the world. We're going to draw near to our Lord and Saviour and Creator of the world as we share in communion together. The table of the Lord is spread. It is for those who will come and see in broken bread and poured out wine, symbols of Jesus's life shed for us on the cross and raised again on the third day. The risen Christ is present among his people. It is here that we meet him. It is for those who know Jesus a little and long to know him more. We invite all who are seeking Jesus Christ and all who are weary of their sin and doubt to come and to share in the meal and to share with our loving, caring Heavenly Father. And we just have a few moments of silence as we prepare ourselves as we come before Almighty God. A prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our minds by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Lord Jesus gave to the Apostle Paul the words which we call the words of institution. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 22, "For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" And just before we take the bread, I'll lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving. Loving Father, we just thank you and praise you for the bread, which we're reminded is your body. And you gave your life on the cross for us. And Father, we just thank you and praise you for what you have done for us. And Father, as we drink the wine, we're reminded that your precious blood was shed for us on the cross. Because without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. And you shed your blood. You died in our place on the cross, bearing our sin. So that through faith in you, Lord Jesus, we will be forgiven and inherit eternal life. We just come this morning. And indeed, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for each one of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus took the bread. And when he had given thanks, Jesus said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And we now take the bread and eat it as we give thanks for what Jesus has done for us. Jesus took the cup. In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup. Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." And as we drink from the cup, let us indeed thank the Lord Jesus that he died for us, that we might be forgiven. Let us drink together. Now, prayer of thanksgiving. Most gracious God, we praise you for what you've given and for what you have promised us here. You have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. You have fed us with the bread of life and renewed us for your service. Now we give ourselves to you, and we ask that our daily living may be part of the life of your kingdom, and that our love may be your love, reaching out into the life of the world through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As we close our service, we're going to sing our last song, "How Deep the Father's Love for Us, How Vast Beyond All Measure, That He Should Give His Only Son to Make a Wretch His Treasure." Let us sing together.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the father turns his face away, as wounds which mother chosen one bring man sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Ooh. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. His wounds have paid my ransom.
Let us pray. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make this wretch his treasure. Oh, loving Father, we just thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you for the parable of the prodigal son and the loving Father. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, that this reflects your love for each one of us, that each one of us is special to you. We just thank you and praise you for your love and your care, your concern for each one of us. And Father, as we, some go off to dinner and some go out and some go to the chat rooms, Father, just be with us. Be with us through this coming week, that we may know your peace and your presence with each one of us and your loving arms around us as we work through this week. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.